This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to the New Standard Weekly. And I am super excited to be here after a short hiatus. And of course, as always, doing the production heavy work is the Minister of Sound, Martez Ale. What's happening, brother?
Oh, nothing much, man. Nothing much, man. Getting ready for this show.
Good tonight. I dig that new theme music.
Oh, yeah, it's tight. It's tight for sure.
It is popping like a mofo. And also joining us tonight, of course, the man who held down the fort for me over the last 2 weeks. It's that crazy, wacky specter, the Macho Ghost. What's happening, Mach?
Shut your mouth! Welcome to the Macho Ghost and Martez Podcast Wrestling Weekly. I don't care. My microphone has been turned off for the last minute, so I haven't been trying to interrupt this stinking bastard here who's trying to hijack the show. He quit. This is not the new standard. This is not the gold standard. This is the Macho and Martez standard. Now, I understand Steve still pays the bills here, so Martez doesn't have much of a choice in responding the way he does. But I work for free, and nobody controls my voice. So what do you say here? This isn't your show anymore. This is our show. So why don't you sit down and shut up?
Well, that
call
is
me.
How do you do? I see the Macho Ghost is amped for sound tonight.
Fine, how do you do? I'm speaking on behalf of myself, this silent, courteous Martez, and I'm talking on behalf of the Turtle, I'm talking on behalf of TJ Steele, I'm talking on behalf of Steve Boz, I'm talking on behalf of Sky Blue, I'm talking on behalf of everybody else in GPW that you've screwed over, and I'm talking on behalf of your entire family, because I know you're an embarrassment. No one's inviting you over for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Thanksgiving.
Well, you might be right. So what you're saying is you are responding on behalf of the entire butthurt army. Nice.
No, I'm talking about everybody who works hard in the ring and gets it all done. And I don't know what's up with your butt right there, but I choose not to talk about that. And even if I do, I use the word dupa. So I'm talking on behalf of everybody who's a fan of independent wrestling who might be listening to the show now. Feel free to call in. Everybody except that lousy Jay Thunder who spent an entire hour and a half with us last week lying through his teeth over the airwaves. We don't need to talk to him anymore. But we don't even need to talk to Steve anymore. Martez, can you cut his phone line? Is that possible?
Yes and no. It's possible, but I don't know if it's going to happen, but it's possible. You know?
I'm not exactly sure what Steve, and yes, I'm talking a lot. I'm not letting Steve get a word in edgewise. I'm not exactly sure what he thought was going to happen right now when he says, hey, Macho, hey, Martez, guess what? I'm going to run away like a scared coward for the next 3 weeks. Why don't you guys do the show? In fact, I may never be back, so good luck, suckers. So Martez and I said, well, okay, we'll just do the show our way. In fact, we're going to make it our show, and then if Steve ever comes crawling back from whatever rock is under a rock, is under a snake's belly that he tries to crawl out of, well, then maybe we'll let him call in. But then when I saw what you did to poor Martez, making him make up that cheap graphic with your stinking name on it and some kind of new standard, SAW, I don't even know. SAW spelled backwards is WAS, was, and you was the host of this show. Ron, the host now, so why don't you ask me a question?
Oh, okay.
All right, well, you know, I can ask you a question. So, Macho Ghost,
yeah.
Why do you feel this is your show now?
I don't care what your question is. Next question.
How long have you been writing fan fiction?
Oh, man, ever since I met Steve Arendt, I've been telling people that he's been a good person, and they've been telling me, wow, is that true? And I kind of look and cross my eyes and bite my lip and say, yeah, that's true, but it's all been fiction the whole time.
Okay, well, these are all excellent answers.
You were going to come on here and run your mouth and spew your garbage all over these airwaves for 90 minutes thinking that I wasn't going to say anything to contradict you when you come in here and badmouth everybody who stands for what's right and you stand for what's wrong?
Well, yeah. I pretty much thought that I would come back in here and spew whatever the hell I want to.
I thought so, but that's because you're a narcissistic freak who only thinks about himself and has no idea how the real world works.
Excellent. Well, I can live with that, and I appreciate the compliment.
Oh, I gave you a moment to talk. I guess you don't have anything to say. I guess I'll keep talking. Martez, how have you been? Did you have a good week? Martez, maybe Steve cut his microphone, too. I don't know. Maybe he cut my microphone.
Martez will do what Martez does. We give him a very long, broad stroke here at the new standard because we know at the end of the day, he's the man. As for you, Macho Ghost.
You don't have enough stroke to get me off.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that because that was a horrible visual.
I'm in off the air. Stop imagining me in your fantasies.
You've been running your mouth for a couple of weeks. Now, let's correct.
Couple of weeks? I've been running my mouth since before you were born.
You hosted the show 2 weeks because I had other commitments I had to take care of.
Yeah, hiding in the cold, dark room in your basement while I believe Heavy Metal, Metalhead there was rubbing your feet and Big T was a spoon feeding you cold soup.
not exactly. But, you know, we have been busy doing new standard things.
Young girls, attacking them in the parking lot, threatening them in the gym. What is that about? You know Sky Blue's only 14 years old.
Well, first of all, that situation in the gym, Sweet Tea saw this young lady working out alone in a questionable neighborhood and went in to offer his services.
It was only a questionable neighborhood because he was in it. And now he doesn't even know. What's his name? Sweet Tea? Prince Tea? Does anybody even know? Apparently he doesn't know because you call him Prince Tea 1 week. You call him Sweet Tea the next. He says he's Prince Tea at the event. He calls himself Sweet Tea on camera. Does anybody know what's going on there? No, probably not. You know why? Because you're in charge.
Well, Sweet Tea, Prince Tea, it's all the same to me. And, you know, it's all the same when it comes to the Vision title, of which he is the reigning champion, much to the chagrin of our poor, dearly departed friend, the Turtle.
Yeah, I don't think you understand that the turtles are more similar to cats than people realize. Turtles actually have 10 lives. So I think at this point, you've only killed 3 of them at best because you and your guys are kind of pathetic. They can't really get the job done. So turtles got a week's worth of lives coming at you in one night, and that night is November 2nd, Saturday, and it's coming for you. And guess what, Steve? You got nowhere to run. Yeah, that's
good.
Right. I picked another lame anthem from the 80s. Is that it, or is that Fozzy song? Which Air Supply song did you pick to title the show this month?
You know, I thought Lost in Love might be lost on our younger viewers.
Ooh,
so we went with Nowhere to Run.
Man, oh, man.
But maybe in 2020.
Yeah, maybe a Kansas song like your career, Dust in the Wind.
Oh, Ghost, I have missed you so.
I haven't missed you either. Martez, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm just sitting back enjoying this this battle that's going on right now.
That's right. You know, Martez has done more for the show since you've been gone. He's got the show going up on Instagram. We've been gaining new callers and new friends of the show every week. And thanks to you, people have stopped listening because they know you're back. I'm pretty sure that Heather and Richard are crying right now, and Stacey Sparkles is so sick to her stomach, she can't even come to the phone. You've driven her to Christmas music.
Now, wait a minute. We're going to do things with Christmas music. Don't diss the holiday music. I know you have no soul and hate it, and I've known that for a long time.
Oh, I love the holidays. I like them one at a time, though, and right now it's Halloween time, you know, where everybody wears a costume, and I believe your mask is going to be torn off with the rest of your thugs in about, let's see, maybe 10 days or 9 days, somewhere in there.
You might be right about that, but before we get back into the Macho Man reciting hatred like a madman, let's do a little bit of house cleaning.
Hang up on him.
as far as the show goes, obviously we are here this week. Next week we will be airing on a very special day at a very special time. We will be on Wednesday, October the 30th, in our usual slot from 7 to 8:30 p.m. It will be our pre-Halloween bash, so I don't want to interfere with anybody's Halloween because I'm a good guy. So we'll do it the day before Halloween, and then immediately following the episode of New Standard Weekly, I will do my annual or our monthly, the final monthly GM report, possibly forever. So that will be a fun night next Wednesday. And then the Wednesday following Nowhere to Run, I believe, is November 7th. That will be the New Standard show, the GPW Weekly show, whatever, the Macho Ghost and Martez podcast, whatever you want to call it. That will be the final episode of the 2019 season, and we will be back better than ever in 2020. So there's a lot.
Oh, I see. So you're not going to pay Martez's salary again, and I believe that that's a cheap thing to do.
Well, that's not exactly true. Martez and I talked, and Martez has busy things going during the holidays, as do I. So we decided that we would do a final show on November 7th, and then we would pick things back up after the hectic holidays. So this was a community decision because I value Martez's opinion. And, you know, he, like me, have great minds, and we think alike. I don't know what the hell to call you, but we don't owe you an explanation or anything.
Yeah, I don't think it was any kind of a community meeting. And like I said, you pay Martez's paycheck there, so it's kind of hard for him to argue with you. And I know Martez, he is nothing like you, because Martez is a good, upstanding person in society and a member of civilization. You're something that a slug looks like and says, yuck.
Dang. Okay, well, I'm here to tell
you that.
And
besides, the Wednesday after the next event, that's Wednesday the 6th, not the 7th. For God's sake, write something down.
Thanks, Ghost. I knew you were useful for something. So there you have it. The end of the season hijinks will end on November 6th. And
it's good that Martez and I were doing a show on Halloween already. We discussed it last week. But fine, if you want to come and throw a wrench in the works, because that's what you like to do, because those who don't know how to build only destroy, go right ahead. I got a show called That Wrestling Show Live that the Sweet graciously allows me to come on every Tuesday. That's on from 7 till 10. I come on at 9, so I got a whole hour where the Swink and I can rip you to shreds anyway. Martez, feel free to call in.
Will do.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, you know what? I wasn't aware of the Halloween edition of the Martez and Macho podcast.
Yeah, so, heaven forbid you listen to your own show. It's your show, right? You control it. Oh, my gosh, what happened?
Okay. Well, if you'd like to do one on Halloween, you be sure to do that.
It's funny, when I don't say anything, he's got nothing to say. So, Martez, I'll ask you again. Did you have a good week?
I had a great week, man. A lot of good things happened to me this week, so I'm doing good.
Oh, Martez, would you like to share any of it so we can have Steve not talk?
I mean, just little small things like I got a new place. I moved into a new place. That's about it. I moved into a new apartment, so I'm happy about
that. Congratulations, Martez. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge deal from where I was living at, but that's another story for another day. But I'm glad I'm somewhere safe and sound and away from certain groups of people. But I won't go there tonight.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame you can't move out of this show and get away from Steve's neighborhood.
Wow. You got fire breathing. I feel like I'm stuck in the middle because I like both of you guys, you know, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, you know. And if I say the right thing, it might be the wrong thing. So I just want to just remain neutral.
Martez, neutral? You say whatever comes to your mind, man. There's nothing you can say that would make me feel anything but the respect that I feel for you.
Yeah, that's what he says to everybody, Martez, before he kills them.
Well, I'm not planning on killing Martez anytime soon because there are very few people that can do what he does as well as he does it. One more.
You think he'd be talking to you right now if you didn't pay his bills? He just moved into a new apartment. You think he's going to make waves?
Perhaps not. We'll try to negotiate a higher salary for Martez to see if we can help his living conditions. Because that's what we're all about. Anyways, another thing I wanted to talk about.
Oh, man, I hear a knock on the door. That must mean there's a phone call. Martez, let's see who's on the line. Bring him on to the Macho Ghost and Martez Podcast Weekly, Podcast Wrestling Weekly. Let's see who we have on as a guest here.
So, am I opening the door right now? Open the door?
Open the door. We'll talk more in a minute.
The door is open.
Hello, caller. Who do we have on the line joining us right now? Who is it? State your name, please.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Am I in the air? Holy
You're on
God.
The air. Who are we talking to? You're on the air with the Macho Ghost and Martez, and I think we got another caller, but I forget his name. So go ahead. What do you got to say?
You know, they call me Chuckle Charlie. I chuckle a lot.
They do.
Who would say? I didn't hear that. Somebody was talking too loud. So could you repeat that? I missed it. I'm sorry.
Chuckle Charlie, that's what they call me, Chuckle Charlie.
Chuckle Charlie, yeah, okay. Well, I like the chuckle, and I think Charlie, that's a good name. I'd name my kid that. What do you have to say, Chuckle Charlie?
Well, I'm a longtime caller, first-time listener. Or, wait, that's the other way around. I'm sorry.
Hey, I used that line before. Don't steal my material.
I'm truly sorry. See, like, I just wanted to call in and say, I am the biggest fan of the new standard. Like, for real. Like, the new standard is the best in the world.
Yeah, okay. Metalhead, is this what you sound like with your mask off? Who is this? How much did Steve pay you to call in and pretend you like a show you've never heard before?
Nobody paid me. You know, I get an allowance from my mommy and daddy, so it's okay. No, I love the new standard.
Oh, man, are you living in Steve's basement, too, with Metalhead and Big T and Jay Cross and Willie the Bomb?
No, I don't live in a basement. Well, I do, but
now you live in your car like Two Count Lou and Sweet Tea.
Now, see, that's not nice. They are new standard material, and you shouldn't pick on them, and you shouldn't pick on Steve. What is wrong with you?
Well, you know something,
yeah,
Truckle Charlie, and I like you because you're calling in, and I respect anybody who calls in and states their opinion, and I'm glad that you're here sticking up for who you think is might be a good guy or you view as a good guy. I mean, after all, a lot of people voted for the president, too. You can be intelligent, but that doesn't mean you're smart. What else you got to say, Truckle Charlie? Are you a fan of local independent GPW wrestling, or are you just some kind of mark Steve's got on the payroll?
You know, I'm definitely a mark for independent wrestling, and I love GPW, but I love this new standard more. I've been going to GPW for a long time now, and only when my mommy lets me out of the house, and when the new standard showed up, my smile got bigger and bigger. I love the new standard. Oh, I'm so glad they're here. It's so much funner than, you know, before.
Yeah, okay, I'm begging Richard Atkinson or Heather Dunman or Stacey Sparkles or somebody to call in who's been to every event, see if they actually know this guy. Now, Chuckle Charlie there, why don't you name off the members of the New Standard? Well, who's your favorite member of the New Standard there? I just gave you a list. Let's see if you were paying attention.
Well, let's see. Like, okay, my top favorite is, of course, Steve, because he is the GM. He is the leader of the New Standard. Oh, my God, he is the best. You know, stop picking on him. But then my
your olfactory glands must not be working because Steve is the human embodiment of rotten fish sticks.
This might be the greatest phone call that this show has ever had. I could listen to Chuckle Charlie talk all day, and that's what I'm going to do. Carry on, buddy.
I have a feeling that Steve's trying to make me do battle with myself, but that's not happening.
Yeah, Steve, I like when you talk, too. I even liked when you took over the last show and made it good. You know, I heard
what last show was that, a month ago, last time Steve was on the air? What are you talking about? Oh, you're talking about the GPW live show when he made our little kids cry and everybody get fired? What are you talking about that?
You know,
do you know what you're talking
show.
About? Do you even know how to spell chuckle?
Be nice.
I can't read, so obviously I can't spell, but I can see, and I know how I feel. And when I was at that last GPW show, I had so much fun with Steve out there with, you know, he was taking over, and that's what GPW needed. It needed somebody to take over, and Steve was the man to do it.
Yeah, he took over really well. That's why there's one show left, period.
Well, someone's got to clean up the mess that 2019 had, and Steve did it.
Well, you coming to the next show there, Chuckle Charlie?
Oh, I am so going to be there. And
all right, bring a bucket and a mop. You can clean up after the mess.
I don't even clean up my own mess, but that's another story.
I had a feeling that was true.
And I'm going to have a sign that says New Standard Rules. And, Steve, because I'm your biggest fan, I'm just wondering, can you give me a front row seat? I'm tired of sitting in the back.
You might want, before Steve gets you any tickets or anything like that, you might want to consult with someone since you don't know how to spell to get that sign done. Heaven forbid you look like a fool in public.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do for you, Chuckle Charlie. Not only am I going to give you a front row seat, and I'm going to take care of the expense myself, but I'm going to section off a whole section just for you, and I'm going to provide you with free concessions the whole night, as much as you can eat and as much as you can drink. And then we are going to make you the guest of honor at the final after party of GPW. Because of this call, I am going to make November 2nd the greatest night of your life.
Doesn't sound like that'll be too hard.
Oh, my God, Steve. You are the best.
Yeah, enjoy that ticket that Steve gets for free and all those concessions that are stale. God forbid Jill Koontz actually gets him to buy fresh popcorn and non-flat pop.
You know, Macho, this is why you're a ghost and not a human anymore. You're
That's so right, because I died.
You're mean.
Good, yeah,
just
good rip.
Career.
Make fun of me because I died.
it's
no,
a metaphor.
I'm just saying, you're not human. I didn't talk about death. That's just mean. You're just
yeah,
not
no,
human.
Not
you're a ghost.
Death, I'm not human. That's why I can get down and understand to see where Steve's at there, because he's not human either. I can cross into those nether dimensions, you know, where the devil does his work, plants his garden, so to speak, and the rotten vegetables that pop up and look like Steve and Metalhead and all those other SAW freaks. By the way, Chuckle Charlie, what does SAW stand for?
Steve Aaron's Wrestling. I know that.
Oh,
right,
that is a thing. Finally, someone else knows what I'm talking about.
Well, I do listen to the show. I said, okay, I cannot read or write, but I do listen. I do.
So you've been
listen
did you
to
listen
the
to the show the last couple weeks?
Yes, I did, as much as I didn't want to because Steve wasn't on it.
Yeah,
I
but you
did.
Listen anyway, because the real stars of the show are the Macho Ghost and Martez. I like it. Thanks, Chuckle Charlie. I appreciate your call. What else you got to say? What do you think about what happened to Kofi Kingston?
I don't watch, you know, that stuff. That no, I'm an independent fan only. I don't
I
have
see,
a TV anyway.
So, there's been a lot of choking going around lately. Not the choking that Steve's used to in his personal life and in his business life and in his creative life, but the kind of choking where people have had their hands around people's throats. And I'm not talking about autoerotic asphyxiation there, Chuckle Charlie. I'm talking about attacking young girls and good guys from behind in dark parks, 3-on-1. What do you have to say about things like that? What kind of hero attacks someone from behind? Well, actually, he doesn't even do the attacking. He has someone else do it for him and then puts out the worst spear I've ever seen. What do you think about that, Chuckle Charlie?
I don't know what you are watching, but I liked every minute of it, especially when he speared that turtle. I don't like turtle at all. I mean, who calls himself a turtle?
Martez, get PETA
terrible.
On the line. He doesn't like turtles.
All right,
well,
I'm dialing right
Chuckle
now.
Chuckle Charlie, you're in luck. Because we won't have to worry about Turtle anymore. Turtle, we broke his shell, and he will not make it to November 2nd. So don't you worry. You don't like him, he won't be there.
Good.
Hey, Steve, has anyone ever told you what a turtle looks like? Have you ever had anybody describe to you what a turtle looks like outside of its shell? Yes or no?
No. I've never had anybody describe
your turtle. Well, that's because whenever a turtle is hurt enough to get out of its shell, it slits the throat of whoever did it.
Well,
so
we'll
there's
see.
No one left to explain it. What do you think there, Chuckle Charlie? Should someone choke Steve out? You think that's his thing? Is that his kink?
Nobody should be choking anybody, except you should be choking the turtle and Sky Blue and, you know, even that TJ Steele. He's a roid-rific and... You know, he's
man,
smells.
You like choking little girls there, Chuckle Charlie? Yeah, you get off on choking brothers and sisters? Is that what you look up on Pornhub?
Wow.
What is Pornhub?
Yeah, oh, what is that?
It's where you watch adult movies so you can have instant sexual gratification when you don't have a partner.
God.
It's pretty natural. Read a book.
What the hell happened to this show?
I don't know.
Someone
about
comes
that.
On here wants to go toe to toe with a macho ghost, and they think they're going to get over on me.
Wow.
I don't do that sort of thing. Mommy doesn't let me do anything, especially in the
basement. Yeah, mommy doesn't let him do that, Mach.
Yeah, mom doesn't says that. Don't go on the internet now. Come here, choke me.
Wow. Well, this took a very dark turn.
I mean, mom,
what does the Lord have to say about this?
Mama says I shouldn't be doing anything at 70 years old anyways.
Oh, man, are you
That's
only 7 years old?
I said 70.
Oh, you're 7. Your mom is 70 or you're 70? Or Steve Jokes are 70 years old. What are you? What? I got confused.
I said I'm 70. My mommy said no.
So you're 70 years old. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Chuckles? And how old is your mom then? It's okay. You can say it on the air. But once someone's over 70 years old, it's okay to give out their age because it doesn't matter anymore.
Mama says not to give out her age or weight or anything.
You be a good boy, Chuckle Charlie. You do what Mama tells you.
Yeah, Chuckle, that's good, Chuckle Charlie. Yeah, don't you may want to, if you get a chance, though, go. You may want to look through some of her paperwork, see, figure out what her age is, figure out how much she weighs, see if she's got any medical problems, if there's a will. It's probably in that that box in the drawer at the top of her dresser, you know, right under your adoption papers.
Wow.
What is adopted? What does that mean?
Oh, it's like, Steve, it's like when nobody wants you and you don't have any place to go, and then someone takes you in like GPW off the street and gives you a fresh chance, and then you stab them in the back. That's kind of what adopted is, except Steve put an ugly spin on it.
Oh, okay, so that's where we're going with this. Okay, I can play this game.
I don't know what you mean. I think
oh,
you're
please,
being
Chuckle
silly.
Charlie, more. Talk more. I'll be quiet for a minute. You tell us anything you want to say. Clearly, Steve's paid a lot to have you on the phone here, and he went and got you, went to Walgreens and got you a burner phone so you could call in. So by all means, what have you got to say, Chuckle Charlie? Go ahead. I promise I won't interrupt you.
You're mean. Steve didn't pay me. I never met Steve. We've walked past each other at GPW shows, but that's about it. I try to say to myself, I'm just a big fan, and you just can't accept that. The new standard is where it's at.
Well, that's what I can't accept, the fact that you're going to, like I said, I appreciate you calling in, stating your opinion. That's what we want here, whether we agree with it or not. But you also got to say, if you're going to come out somewhere in public and start saying what you got to say, well, you got to expect that someone else in public's probably going to come up to you and say, well, I don't agree with you. And as you come on here, Chuckle Charlie, clearly trying to cause some trouble, because I don't believe you're 70 years old or you even know what your name really is. You want to cause some trouble? Well, you turn around, because that's Robbie causing trouble right behind you. And then when you get so scared and turn back around to run, I'll be there too, because I'm everywhere, because you can't get over on me, on my show that I share with Martez.
You need
the first 6 times you said it. What else you got?
You need a hug.
Tell me I'm dead again. I'm still crying from that one.
I said you're not human. Oh, man. You're going to make me cry.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good podcast there. Yeah, it's always good to have someone cry on the air when they realize their hero's a villain.
The only people that are going to cry are those gold standard people like Turtle. Well, he's been crying. He's out. Yeah, Sky Blue, she cries. You know, even if Steve Boz is going to cry, along with his whatever he is, that steel guy. And then, you know, Miranda, right? She has been crying ever since she lost her title. She won't even show up, I bet you.
She's crying because she's dating the Mitch Blake, but that's another story.
Oh, Mitch Blake, that's another crier. Wah, wah. Eh. I'm going to go down south because I'm scared of...
This is the greatest phone call I've ever heard in my life. This is the best radio show ever.
You know what would even make it better, Steve?
What?
If you stop talking.
I saw that coming.
So, Chuckle Charlie, what else is going on? So, November 2nd, you're going to be there at Runaway Train to Nowheresville. That's the name of the show, Nowheresville, Runaway Train to Posen. What are you going to do there? You got your own section now. You got a free ticket. Oh, you got all the cotton candy pickles you can eat. What else? You got a T-shirt you're going to wear? Do you have a favorite T-shirt you're going to wear? Is it a fish sticks T-shirt? Do you have one of those fish sticks headbands? They're on sale now. They're on clearance.
I would like one for sure, but I don't
you
know
got
what I'm going to wear yet. All right, yes. I love you, Steve. I love the new
thank
standard.
You.
Man,
no,
so you never met Steve in person. You never shook hands with him, huh?
I don't like to touch people.
Yeah, I would. That's good, because I wouldn't recommend it. Shaking hands with Steve is like putting your hand in warm Jell-O.
Wow.
People are very germ.
I don't even know what that means.
Here, people are covered germs. With germs there, Chuckles. Yeah, you don't want to go near Steve. He's got all the germs.
Oh, you know what? Now I figured it out. It's another fat joke. I've been getting those a lot these days.
What's the fat joke? A joke with Jell-O in it? That's a fat joke?
It was the delivery. It was the
I haven't told a fat joke. When is the last time I told a fat joke about you, huh? I'm not that desperate. Anybody who makes goes for fat jokes because the guy's fat, well, that means you're not thinking very hard and you're not very funny, so you should maybe sit down. Since you're at a keyboard and not actually in public or on a podcast, you got a couple minutes to sit down and actually think of a joke, or maybe go watch a Marx Brothers movie or something and get yourself educated, and let's not make any more fat jokes. Besides, you're making Stacey Sparkles angry. So angry, she's at home right now listening to Christmas music. Hey, Chuckle Charlie, what do you want for Christmas besides some hope?
I want the new standard to live forever. That's what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, well, you know, they're on there. The new standard's only on the books for another 2 weeks, so you better ask Santa Claus for that.
Santa Claus gives me everything I want.
Don't worry.
Do you plan on renting a Winnebago and driving down south to see the do you think the SAW new standard's going down south to Mitch Blake's hideaway?
I will find a way as long as Steve lets me do what I want.
Oh, I like that. I think that's perfect right there, Marquez. Did you hear that? I'll do it as long as Steve lets me. That's kind of the whole thing right there. That's your little band of merry freakouts and psychopaths following you along with all the gold you left on a trail like breadcrumbs through a forest to a witch's house who eats fat children. Yeah, that was a fat joke, but not directed towards you, Steve, because you're not a child. You're a grown man, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Chuckle Charlie, I've got good news for you. Just in time for Christmas, we will be debuting a new line of new standard action figures, and I will make sure you get a full set, fully autographed by your favorite new standard stars.
Yay! I really want one of Casey Dillon.
We can make that happen. Because it's a new standard, we make dreams come true.
Yes. See,
I think you better
best.
Look up dreams. It doesn't mean the same thing as you thought penultimate meant.
I love that word.
Well, I have to go. Mommy is yelling at me again.
Figures.
I thank you, Steve. Thank you so much. And I promise I will have my sign for you on the 2nd, right? It's November 2nd?
That is correct, Chuckle Charlie.
See, I know things I just can't read.
Chuckle
well,
Charlie,
all things
you have
considered,
been a
Chuckle Charlie, thank you for calling into the show. It took a lot of courage for you to call in and come into hostile territory and state your case. So thank you very much for calling in.
You're very welcome. And even though you're a meanie head, I still love you, Macho Ghost. You have no idea. I'm still a fan. You just need to be more nicer to Steve. That's all.
Yeah, I'll try to be nicer to Steve. I will really try to do that.
That's all you got to do is try.
Thanks for calling, Chuckle Charlie. We appreciate you.
You're very welcome, Steve. Good luck on the 2nd. I will be cheering for you in the new standard.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the greatest calls in the history of this program. That was Chuckle Charlie, and he understands quality entertainment, and he understands the power of the new standard. You got to love that.
Martez, is there any way we can screen these calls?
I'm working on that now for you, Macho. I'm working on that now.
And it would have only made more sense if he said Baba Booey.
Wow, that was, you know, first of all, there's a lot to unpack about that phone call.
Yeah.
I first of all want to admonish the Macho Ghost slightly because you were downright rude to a caller, which is bad form.
Yeah, well, I've been rude to callers before.
Yeah, but
we're
really
all about having a healthy argument and free discussion of mutual opinions on here, unless you have to promise not to talk about something.
That was what, Pornhub? I mean, that's you don't say that to people that are, you know, obviously. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but
what are you going to say about Chuckle Charlie? What are you going to say, Steve? That he's not all there mentally, or what are you going to say? He was. What are you going to say about him? You're a big fan there.
Like,
are you going to insult him live on the podcast?
No, he's a lovely, sheltered young man, and I feel like, you know, bringing up things of that nature wasn't in his best interest as a fan.
No, it's good for him. Where do you want kids to learn about porn? On the streets? You want to learn it at home.
I suspect that he hasn't spent a lot of time on the streets.
Go on the computer there. Look up the Pornhub. That's got a large variety of pre-taped things. If you want to, you're more of a voyeur thing isn't your thing, I'd say I recommend Chatterbait. You don't have to buy the tokens. You can just watch.
Okay. This show in no way endorses what he is talking about right now, nor are we sponsored by any of them. This is just free macho ghost talk.
Exactly. Heaven forbid people masturbate.
Wow. Well, there you go, Martez. God is good.
Wow. Macho, you're not holding any punches tonight, man.
I'm trying to throw Steve off his game. Yeah, like somebody brought checkers to Monopoly.
That's always an interesting thing.
I'm sure, Steve, you got a lot of garbage in your trunk that you want to dump all over the front lawn of the fans about your new standard. So why don't you, what do you have to say? I'm sure you've been trying to say something for the last 40 minutes. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted, before we got, I had
no idea.
It doesn't
matter. Thanks, Rock.
I had no idea we were going to get such a wonderful phone call. So that did throw me for a little bit of a loop.
That's right. When you were on the show before, we never got new people calling in. That just happens when Martez and I run the show.
I understand. Well, you know what? If I'm imposing upon your will, then we'll make adjustments. And I certainly don't want to interrupt the good thing that you got going on. So that
you're imposing upon my will. You're imposing upon posing. You're imposing upon everybody.
Yeah, but for the right reasons.
In fact, you're just a poser. Why don't you admit the fact that you have no idea what you're doing and you couldn't hack it as a GM, so you had to make yourself some kind of paper champion.
Ooh, that's a harsh statement. That's rough. That doesn't feel good.
That's a shame.
Anyway,
yeah, Steve. Sorry.
Go ahead, Martin.
How do you feel about this all this backlash that you are receiving? I just wanted to ask that question.
Well, you know, here's the thing. In this life and in this world, we make decisions that have consequences. And I've never run from a decision I've made. I've never run from consequences of a decision that I've made. And I realize that what has happened is not the most popular of things. But from where I was sitting at the time, the way things were going, it absolutely needed to happen.
Mm.
You feel a little bit uncomfortable between the way things went down. You don't think you think they needed to happen, but you think maybe you went about it the wrong way.
No, I will never admit. I will never say that I made a bad choice or went the wrong way. I went the only way that I could go. When something is dumped in your lap and you have no choices, you have to make choices right or wrong, for better or worse. We're dealt the hand and we have to play that hand till the end. I apologize for nothing. Everything that has happened for a reason. Everything that is going to happen will happen for a reason. And I'll tell you what, that match, that lumberjack match that Mitch Blake and I are going to have, and the Macho Ghost knows full well, and obviously he alluded to the poor spear that I hit on poor Turtle. I'm not a wrestler, but I'm also not a quitter.
He's barely a GM.
I'm not an athlete, but I'm also a fighter. So although I might not drop any festive swanton bombs or any big elbows or do any kind of drop kicks or any kind of conventional flippy style wrestling that the kids love so much these days, when Mitch Blake gets in that ring with me, it's me versus him, and I am going to give him everything that I have, and let the chips fall where they may. So if I lose the match, I'm
I hear a knock. Oh, heaven forbid I interrupt you, Steve. I hear a knock on the door, Martez. That means we got another phone call, Martez. Don't screen it. Maybe it's Chuckle Charlie calling back.
All right, I'm opening the door right now. Okay.
All right, let's find out who it is. Maybe Mom's taking a bath, so Chuckle Charlie's back on the phone. Hello, caller. Who are you? Even if we know, you want to tell the audience in case they don't recognize your voice. Who do we have on the line right now?
It's Stacey Sparkles.
Stacey Sparkles, welcome back to the show. I'm glad you've decided to turn down your Christmas music. It's not even November yet.
Hey, don't start. That's what's between Steve and Marquez. They love
Christmas music.
He loves Christmas music more than wrestling.
Who loves Christmas music more than wrestling? Martez?
No, Steve.
Steve. Steve's just lying to you. Don't believe anything he says, Stacey. Look at his track record.
Wow.
Hey, I had to get online and defend him. I am sick of the fat jokes. I am done.
I'm with you on that. I just went on a tirade. Fat jokes are a lazy mind and not funny.
They're not funny, and I've had it. It pissed me off today, and I don't
get pissed off
very easily.
No, you're a very calm person, and I appreciate all your defending me all day long as the ruthless butthurt army took shot after shot after shot.
Yeah, Steve is a very attractive man. It doesn't, his weight doesn't matter. The thing that makes him ugly is his soul.
Yeah, well, he said, well, I don't know. I don't know what side to be on. Macho Ghost, you don't ever answer my messages back, so I'm not happy with you. I may actually back Steve up on November 2nd.
Awesome.
So wait, you think Steve, you're a super fan, Stacey. You buy tickets to events you don't even go to. You think Steve's going to give you your own section, free concessions, and free merchandise?
I don't want anything. I'm good. I already have my ticket. I got it.
And
that's
why we love you,
Steve. Yeah, not like Chuckle Charlie, who doesn't even know what day of the week it is.
Well, hey, we like Stacey Sparkles. We've been a fan of hers for many, many years here at Global Professional Wrestling, and she's all right with us. And, you know, whenever we're down and whenever we don't feel good, she always brightens us up, and she is a number one fan in every sense of the word, and without her, we wouldn't do what we do. So, Stacey, on behalf of everybody, we thank you for all you do.
Well, I thank you, and no matter what, it's hard. I'm between sides. I'm 50-50, but I have to give it to Steve. He was pretty clever. He did pull it off. I don't like saying this, but I have to. The truth is the truth. So, all I have to say is, November 2nd, it's going to be good. And anyone who misses the show, they'll be sorry.
Yeah, because they'll never see Steve in a wrestling ring again. Stacey Sparkles, you know everything about everything. Have you ever heard of this Chuckle Charlie before?
No.
Interesting.
I never heard of Chuckle Charlie.
I thought Chuckle Charlie was great.
I almost choked on a pretzel because it was hilarious.
Chuckle Charlie is great.
No, I never heard of Chuckle Charlie, but he had a lot to say.
He did.
A lot. Hey, Marquez. I know you don't want to say nothing to me.
What's up? I'm just coming.
Yeah, let's give the audience a break. Stacey and Marquez should talk for a while.
No,
I'm good.
Steve's got a show to put on. I wasn't going to call in, but you know what? After Chuckle Charlie and me almost choking on a pretzel, I decided to call in.
Well, we're glad you did. It's always good to hear from you.
Steve, can you tell Macho Ghost to answer my messages on Facebook? If not,
well, apparently Macho Ghost
is
just rude to all our fans. I don't know what the hell's going on here. He was rude to Chuckle Charlie. He doesn't answer your messages. This is ridiculous. How does he have a fan base?
He's making me seem like I'm a crazy stalker. I'm no stalker.
That's right.
Oh, man. I'm not going to say anything. I'll wait till the court appearance.
You're supposed to be my buddy, Macho Ghost.
Yeah. Buddies.
Macho We're good
Ghost
friends, Stacey Sparkles. Yes, I'm sorry I've not been very attentive lately.
I need
no excuses, like Steve. No excuses from me. When I do a bad thing, I fess up to it. And I apologize if I did something wrong. You know what? You understand what that means, Steve.
I do. And when I do something wrong, I'll apologize.
Well, you know what? You guys are all great. And I hope you guys all have a great night. And November 2nd, GPW, it's going down.
It is going down. Thank you, Stacey.
And he picked the song from Fozzy, Nowhere to Run. He picked the Fozzy version from 2019.
We'll do it.
Man, I don't. Stacey, did you just turn heel? You said GPW's going down. What's going on here?
No, like going down in a good way. Like, it's to show you
have
to be.
Oh, like getting down. When, like getting down and getting funky is what you mean.
Yeah, like you have to be there. You can't miss it because you can't explain and break it down if you're not there.
I know. I've been trying to do that for the last 2 weeks, and I only got two-thirds of the way through the whole card.
That's why I called in last week and ran down the card a lot more.
Exactly. There's so much storyline, it's hard to get around all of it. If anybody missed that, then you weren't paying attention and you don't understand what stories are.
It was a hard show to watch. Last thing I knew, Steve had the belt in the Battle Royal. It went so fast, I was like, what happened? But you know what? November 2nd, GPW, if you're not there, you're lost. But I will see you guys. And Macho,
bye, Stacey.
Messages. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in, Stacey Sparkles.
Wow. Macho Ghost, why do you treat our guests and fans so badly?
Well, you know, Steve, sometimes you don't do the right thing and you take criticism like a man. So that was a little example to tout myself for something that you, like Marquez was just asking you, what do you think about all this negative feedback? And your response is, I don't care, I did everything right.
Well, you summed that up perfectly. I don't have to say anything else.
Good. Marquez, cut the line.
You know, something else I wanted to talk about we get into – what do you say?
I said, oh, great. What else do you have to talk about? Mitch Blake,
well,
lumberjack match. I'm sure you're going to line the ring with all your guys and ladies. And why, Jamie Olsen, why? And then Mitch Blake, I'm sure everybody he wants around ringside is going to be banned. So what do you got to say?
Oh, before we continue, I just want to ask the Macho Ghost one question. Did you see when Jamie Olsen kissed me on the cheek?
No, I didn't. I missed that part. I saw when she had her arms wrapped around you or holding on to your arm, and I was surprised because I thought Jamie had more integrity than that.
It's good to be the king.
Yeah, it's good to be the king. Yeah.
Anyways. Before we get into some match announcements, which we want to do tonight, I want to bring you guys up to speed on a couple of matches that we're going to do on November 2nd. Marquez. Shocked the world today on Blog Talk Radio by announcing a Christmas music episode of a show he's doing. Well, the minute I saw that, I wanted in. Marquez, that is genius. I can't wait to do this.
Oh, me too, man. I don't know how we're going to do it yet, but I can't wait for it because I love Christmas. I love Christmas music. I just love it. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
Oh man, we are going to have some fun with this. We'll get the logistics down, and we are going to have one. We are going to make it a Christmas show for the ages.
Yes, yes, I can dig it. I can dig it.
I love Christmas music, and I have many Christmas songs that I think I would like to discuss, and you know, we'll try to play some and. You know, Marquez will. I mean, we've already kind of talked about, you know, what he likes and what I like. It's going to be
great. The holidays need to be celebrated. We'll be in a bit of hiatus for this show. But, hey, that's not to say we can't do something Christmassy. Hey, Mach, do you want to celebrate Christmas with Martez and I?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed some of that. I was trying to do the calculations of how you're so busy during the holidays we can't do this show. I was trying to figure that out while you were talking about your Christmas show.
Well, it's just in the middle of everything. And Martez also has things that are going to prevent him from working from after the 7th until the new year. But he announced this little thing as something he's going to do in between, kind of independently. And I shoehorned my way in. I just said, damn it, I'm doing this. And he's like, all right, I'll kind of let you do it because you're mean, I guess. I don't know. He just said, yeah, and then it just became this thing.
So what you're saying is Martez already had a different co-host in mind, and you stabbed that person in the back and took their slot.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not. But, you know, Martez and I were talking, and he said he has obligations after the middle of November, and we thought it would be a good idea to put the show on the shelf for a minute so we could breathe. And then, you know, that was a community decision.
Yeah,
it wasn't all me just shutting it down. I didn't do it all by myself.
In fairness, I reached out to Steve first. It's kind of all on me, Macho. You can chop my head off, Macho. It's about time for that.
Oh, you don't need to chop your head off. It's immaterial. It's just what's happening. We just have to react and deal with it.
No.
I guess this would be a good time to talk about Martez's charity food drive that he's having, Martez.
I'm good.
Wow. I'm good. Jesus, don't speak or the Macho Ghost will rip your head off.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Yeah, absolutely. It's a great forum. Do it.
With all due respect, I want to respect this show. You know, this is all about the new standard, GPW, whatever. I appreciate you, Macho Ghost.
Martez just officially threw his hands up and said, I'm done.
No.
Man, oh, man, things really have been happening behind the scenes. I'm not sure what's going on. Martez is not sure where Martez is standing anymore. I'm still with Stacy Sparkles, but she's all pro-Steve. I don't know what's happening around here anymore.
No,
yeah, I feel like you are just much like a man wandering around dark rafters while amazing things are happening in ring. You just have the wrong perspective.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'm supposed to forget that you're not a backstabbing freak.
I guess we're going to call him Macho Sting.
Macho's on fire tonight, man.
He is.
Man, oh man, oh man.
He should roast some marshmallows. I think he hung up.
Oh, no, I'm listening. I want to hear these great plans that everybody's got. I want to hear Steve lay out his great plans for the final show of the decade. And, yeah, uh-huh. I want Chuckle Charlie to call back in. That's right. It's the end of the decade. For God's sake, buy a calendar.
Can you repeat that, Steve?
Maybe we could do a New Year's Eve show. We start working at 10:30 and we go till midnight. What do you think?
We can try it, but I don't know if I have enough airtime for that. Well, we have enough airtime for that. remember, I like to act like this is a high budget program, but this is really a low budget program. But
hey, we're as low budget as we need to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Martez and Macho Ghost. Before we get, I mean, I know we're approaching the final 30 here, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're about to turn the top of the hour. We're going to go down. In all seriousness, I do want to thank you both for doing such great work in my absence. I mean, honestly, if you know, you guys did it as good, if not better than I do. And if you guys went forward with the Macho Martez podcast, and we got another caller. Look, the Macho Ghost, you're famous.
Yeah, that must be it. Let's see who it is right now. There's a knock on the door. That means someone's on the phone. Martez, lock it and let him into this den of iniquity.
All right, the door is open.
Welcome caller to the show. I'm not sure whether you want to come in here or not. The lighting's not so good, and I think the power's about to go out, and there's no heat. So, what's up, caller? Please introduce yourself for those of you who are listening who may not know.
Well, I was over here like a couple of weeks ago, but I might as well jump on back in. My name is Kayvon Journey, a.k.a. WWE Fanatic.
Ooh, it's our brand new friend Tavon, who called in for the first time last week, calling in to discuss all things WWE. I'm sure Steve's so happy that you called in now because he's got so much he wants to say, and you're going to prevent him from saying some of it. Tavon, introduce yourself to Steve, the former host of the show.
Hello, Steve. I am Kayvon Journey, and I'm like a huge fan of WWE. Like, I got pictures galore. I know about it. It's crazy.
Well, we're glad to have you on board. I'm sorry I missed your call last week, but I'm going to let you and Macho Ghost carry on for a few minutes. Let's talk WWE.
Oh, no, hold on, Tavon. We're not don't let Tavon and I talk alone. Steve, you're such a good host. Why don't you join us? Why don't you take the lead and show everybody what a good host you are? Now, Tavon here, Lee was on last week with Martez and that lousy Jay Thunder, who we just found out is like a spoiled egg. And then we're talking about the Kofi Kingston and Kane Velasquez, Brock Lesnar, his favorite wrestler's Roman Reigns. Steve, what do you got to say about WWE?
Well, I mean, hey, what's not to love? Some of my greatest memories in wrestling were brought to us courtesy of the WWE. I'm not the biggest fan of it right now. I feel like there's some issues there, but I still watch every week, so I must like something.
What about that, Dave? What do you think?
Well, consistent on the fact that, like I said before, that it was going to get crazy. And it got crazy last Friday when my boy Roman Reigns and Shinsuke Nakamura was battling out for the Intercontinental Championship. Sadly, King Corbin had to get involved some kind of way.
Now, what do you think about this Crown Jewel event? Now, when is that tomorrow? I get confused. Or was it today? I don't even remember. But
I think it's on Halloween, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's on Halloween. That's right. So it's next week. Roman's leading Team Hogan. Steve's a big Hulk Hogan fan from way back. I just choke when I even say that voice. What do you think about Roman being the new captain of Team Hogan? That's got to be exciting for you, leading a team against Team Flair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that's nonetheless, that's not even a question for real. So Team Hogan is going to dominate Team Flair only because you got the greatest leader of all time. You got the big dog, Roman Reigns, leading this thing off. So I'm going to get a victory to Team Hogan. Team Flair, they can kick rocks for all I care.
Oh, man. So what do you think? Who we got on there, Team Hogan? We got the Ricochet. Everybody loves Ricochet. I love Ricochet. We got the Ali. We got the Shorty G. I don't know what Chad Gable did to get stuck with that name. And, man, I can't even remember. Who's the last member of that team? I can't remember.
We got the Bulgarian Brute Rusev.
That's right, Rusev, who looks like he's got to have the locks changed on his house. Steve's familiar with that. Get locked out of his old house because on Flair's team, I'm sure his estranged wife Lana will be there with team member Bobby Lashley. That's a combustible element right there.
Yeah.
I don't know what Steve. How would you like it if your wife was running around with Bobby Lashley on television and rubbing your face in it all the time?
I probably wouldn't be very happy. But did you guys enjoy that restaurant sequence where Bobby and Rusev clashed?
Oh yeah.
I recognize some familiar local independent Chicago faces there. and eating at that restaurant, which was just such a coincidence. I saw Moxie Molly, and I saw Carly Cooprider, who was a friend of who actually was on that Devil's Radio, the show prior to this one that Steve hosted, when we did our live remote. I believe it was 2 years ago tonight that we did at Rockwell's, where the Macho Ghost was in attendance with Cactus Swink and Steve. I don't even remember what you were dressed as. And Ryan Fahey, he was there. Timmy Helms was there. Mazutsky. What's that big guy, you know, Tony Mazutsky? What's his name, your friend, Steve?
Maritzi.
That's right. He was there. Everybody was there. Oh, man, the lovely Dana Abu Ross was there, dressed as Snow White. Yeah, melted my snow. Let me tell you, Tavon, you should have been there, but that was 2 years ago. But yeah, that was some scene there. That was some kind of fine restaurant. They were enjoying some kind of meal in Rusev, and there just happened to be a squad of police must have been sitting at another table because they were there in an instant.
All I can say is I'm super proud of Carly and super proud of Moxie. They do great things for the WWE, and I was glad to see them there. And you know, I feel like this narrative between Rusev and Lashley is a sorry attempt at a throwback to many things that have occurred before.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that, too. Somebody with lust in their eyes. I don't know if you remember that far back, Tavon, but the Hulkster had lust in his eyes for my wife, Elizabeth.
Wow.
And if she had stayed with Hogan, she might still be alive.
Wow, yeah. That was a horrible thing to say. I'm dead. I can joke about that.
Oh. Okay.
But what do you think? Now, obviously, SmackDown is your show because Roman Reigns is on that one. What do you think of the new SmackDown on Fox, Tavon? Do you like it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So far, it's getting up there. Cain Velasquez didn't put a shut up on
Shelton Benjamin, right?
Yeah. He made Shelton Benjamin tap out so quickly, and it wasn't even the match.
Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing on Shelton's part. Do you think he's going to carry that over? Put that kind of quick tap out on Lesnar?
He should.
You think we're going to have a new world champion there in Cain Velasquez?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's a guarantee. And like Paul Heyman likes to say, it's not a prediction, it's a spoiler.
Oh, man, that's just what I was thinking. Tavon's out there on the ledge with a prediction, which is a spoiler, that Cain Velasquez is going to rip that title off the waist of a tapping out Brock Lesnar. I like the way you're thinking. Steve, Martez, what do you got to say?
I actually have been enjoying a little bit of the bubbly lately myself.
That means Steve's are watching some AEW and getting on the Chris Jericho bandwagon. I'm not sure you're not an AEW fan as of yet, Tavon, are you?
Well, I'm not, but one of my guys are on there, so I have to tune in and watch it. My boy Finn Balor came back on NXT, and I thought that was cool. End up kicking Johnny Gargano upside the head, and it was like, what in the world is going on with Finn Balor right now?
Yeah, that was quite a shock. Finn Balor going sideways, heading to NXT, saying, "I'm sick of all the politics of Raw and SmackDown. I'm going to where I can get back to who I used to be." Finn Balor. I haven't watched NXT yet, but I know he had some big announcement that he was supposed to make on the show last night. I'm going to have to check that out after the show. But I like the things are good. There's so much wrestling, even if you wanted to watch it all, it would be hard to do it. Only one man could do it, and that's our friend The Swink.
Wow.
Now, Tavon, I know you got lots to say, and I hate to cut you off, but we've only got like 20 minutes left, and I know Steve's been dying to talk about some stuff, and I've been cutting him off all night. So, Tavon, I got to thank you for calling in, and I got to tell you, apparently, behind the scenes, next week, this show will be on Wednesday instead of Thursday, same time frame. So if you feel like calling in next week, then you remember, mark it down on your calendar that it'll be Wednesday night, and then Thursday, you enjoy trick-or-treating.
Okay. Is it okay if I say like one thing? No, just one more thing. It's gonna be quick.
Yeah, go ahead. Say what you gotta say.
So somebody at my school challenged me to a WWE debate video. They got Seth Rollins and I got Roman Reigns. So I don't know whether to take it easy on them or just go ahead and destroy them.
Destroy them. You don't need them. Grind them up into powder and blow them away.
Oh, man, that was pretty simple and quick advice there. What do you think? Grind them up and throw them away. That sounds like a good strategy. Are you a grind them up and throw them away kind of guy, Tavon? Or is that something you are you a nice guy that's got to work on that?
Well, I thought I was a nice guy, but see, they talking trash, so I might as well go ahead and grind them up and throw them in trash.
You know what you do when they talk trash? You take out the trash.
Oh, man. Steve got some words there that I might actually have to agree with there, Tavon, believe it or not. As a matter of fact, I've been trying to take out the trash of Steve all night long, but he's still here.
You better learn to recycle.
When are you going to have this big throwdown? Is it going to be before next week?
Either before next week or like during next week. I gotta do some research about Seth Rollins now. But so far the research I've been on, Seth Rollins going down. He's going down these now.
Just remember, tell that bastard it's your yard.
Oh, see, I have to say that. The Undertaker already gave Roman Reigns that at Extreme Rules.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Well, thank you, David. I'm sorry I'm cutting you off and sending you away now, but you got a lot to prepare for anyway. And remember that, what Steve just said, and I'm sure what Martez is watching you. Remember, from now on, you're Tavon the Big Dog. What do you think about that? The Macho Ghost has christened you the new Big Dog.
I like it. I like it a lot. Believe that.
Yeah, that's right. I like it. Tavon, thank you. You have a good night. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, that was our good friend Tavon. We met him for the first time last week. He was just calling in to tell us that he's got a big a match, so to speak, defending Roman Reigns. New Big Dog Tavon there, getting ready, taking some advice from myself and Steve. And speaking of Steve, unfortunately, I guess there aren't any more calls. I got to let Steve say what he wanted to say. But great thing for everybody who's listening, and myself included, there's only 15 minutes left in the show. So, Steve, maybe you try to get this out quickly.
Well, I wanted to make a couple. I wanted to talk about a couple of matches that we've announced that are coming up for Nowhere to Run. Just tonight, a few minutes before we went on live, I made people aware of a new tag team that has joined the ranks of the new standard. We have the legendary ACR teaming up with the amazing Amazon Natasha Crane, and they are going to try to put a tent on the circus that is the Sideshow.
So wait a minute now. I'm unfamiliar with these two. These are two ladies or one lady and one gentleman?
They are two ladies, and boy, are they ladies.
Man, oh, man. Now, which members of the Sideshow are they taking on? Is this a two-on-two? Is this a handicap match? Is Fester involved? Has he had a baby yet? I still think it's against the Illinois Athletic Commission to have a pregnant man wrestle.
Well, when it comes to the Sideshow, I never really know what I'm going to get. So I just call it the Sideshow, and they'll send a couple of their finest out. But for those of you that don't know Natasha Crane and ACR, I will leave you to your Facebooks and your Googles, because their bios and info is readily available. Natasha Crane, a very big deal in the area. I've been trying to get her on the card for many months now. Our schedule's finally worked out. And ACR is a friend of Casey Dillon, and I don't need think I need to say any more than that. They are the Terminators of the new standard. They don't show remorse. They don't show pity. And they absolutely will not stop until their opponents are looking up at the ring lights after getting their asses kicked. So the new standard Terminators are coming to Nowhere to Run, and the sideshow is just about out of time.
Man, oh man, that almost reminds me of that time the Terminator beat the General and took the belt off of him.
That was a bittersweet moment for me.
Oh man, now let me see, we got Terminators coming in, brand new members of the SAW, so let's see, they're going to go fighting whatever combination of Nacho Clown, Fester Baby Fetus, Go Baldy, and the reluctant, but now maybe not so reluctant, Cypher. This should be very interesting indeed. Maybe they'll slap those ladies so hard you'll feel it.
Oh, man, I do not envy the sideshow in this match. You are dealing with two forces of nature, and just like the new standard, we're always expanding, we're always getting better, and with these two athletes in the fold, we cannot be stopped.
I think the sideshow should do like a 70s exploitation gimmick and change their name to the Side Hustle.
That might be pretty good. I'll bring that up to Fester next time I see him. But anyway,
what else you got for us? What's on your cookie sheet of diabolical desserts?
That's one match that we're gonna talk about. And,
is there a werewolf somewhere? Did a wolf just call in?
Martez and Macho Ghost, talk amongst yourselves for a moment, okay? This is live radio. I have to go do something real quick.
Oh, man, speaking of Terminators, I hear the dog barking. There must be a Terminator who came from the future to finally shut Steve up, Martez.
Right.
Maybe it's my good friend Nick Swink's son, Neil Corellis Bennett. That's Nick Swink's son from the future who used to come to the past to do the show with the Swink. But now who knows what's happening. So maybe Steve won't come back. That would be a good thing. It'd be a shame if he wasn't on for the rest of the show. Martez, what do you got to say about anything here? A lot of stuff's been dropped. A lot of stuff's been dropped in your lap, too. What's going on with you? Are you a member now of the new standard, Martez? What's going on?
That's a good question, and I'm glad you put me on the stand, Macho Ghost. And honestly,
I just need to go to the mall and do a show by myself.
Sorry, guys, I'm back now. A couple of new standard members decided to pay me a visit this evening, so I had to let them in.
I see. A metalhead and a Big T are going to go down in the basement and watch cartoons again, huh? So, Martez was just about to tell us something very important. Can you talk, Martez, now that Satan's back in the room?
I'm listening.
Oh. Well, Macho Ghost, like Steve hasn't offered me like any position in a new standard group yet. So right now I'm still 50-50. I'm in the middle right now. So as of right now, I'm still, in the middle. I'm not a part of the new standard. I'm just doing me. Nah.
That's okay with me.
Man, oh man, Martez is still my good friend, and I got his back, but that seems like Steve's greatest ally in this whole thing is moral ambiguity.
Wow, that's a bold statement and big words. Would you like to talk about some more match announcements?
Yeah, why don't we do that, unless you got a cat that needs to be fed or a bird that got out of its cage?
Hey, live radio, these things happen. Plus, you know what? I've got to get to know these bodyguards that I'm bringing in. So, you know, they're here tonight. You know, we're getting things together. So, I stay out of harm's way on November 2nd.
Man, oh man.
Mm.
Hey, the great organizations have plenty of staffing. This is no exception.
I think that means whatever money's left in the GPW budget for the end of the year, Steve's just spending on himself.
Well, what a way to go, right? Anyway, let's break into some final match announcements as we are just about 13 minutes out from this show being over.
So far we got you and Mitch Blake in a lumberjack match. I'm sure that won't be fixed. And then we got your new female Terminators, going up against, what is that? That's like Summer Glau and Christina Loken going up against the Sideshow.
Nobody on the planet but me got that reference, but I appreciate it.
I figured you would. Maybe Steve McCullough's listening.
He might be.
So what do you got for us now? That's two matches. That's all we have so far.
So now I'm going to give you the main event. And typically, the main event of a show is the heavyweight title match. Not this one. The main event in a match that I have spent eons trying to get, people I've tried to sign, things I've tried to maneuver, has finally fallen into place. As you saw at the October show, Hell's Bells, there is some real heat between the Dark Harlequin Zamiel, his partner, Fallout Ace Bradley, Marche Rocket, and one sexy mofo, Bryce Benjamin. Would you agree there is heat?
I would agree there is heat. There's enough heat on there to fry a couple of steaks and some cobs of corn.
So, in the main event, you will have Marche Rocket, Bryce Benjamin, and their partner making his GPW debut, Acid Jazz, the reuniting of the N-words to face off against Ace Bradley, Zamiel, and a reunited Plague.
Oh, man, that goes back to crash-tested wrestling days, and I don't know why everyone's always so afraid to say crash-tested wrestling. They haven't got enough money to sue anybody. Do we know who the third member of the Plague is? First, we got the NW Ords there, and if you're not familiar with them, look them up or look up the Soul Touches, and you'll get some information about those guys. And then we got the Plague. I have a feeling there's a few members of the Plague who could fit into this third slot. Do we have any idea who that is? Tell me it's Jared Priest. I've always wanted to see Jared Priest and Zamiel tag up together.
That would be great. I mean, it could certainly be Jared Priest. The Demigod was a card-carrying member of the Plague for years. We don't know. All I can tell you is Zamiel said this. He said, "You forced my hand, and you're making me shake the monster tree." And they said they will have a third man at that show. So I'm very interested to see what it is. At this moment, I have given them an open contract to bring in whomever they want. So whoever it is will be a surprise even to me, but that's your main event. The Plague, the N-words. One time, one ring, November 2nd, Posen, Illinois, nowhere to run. And that is a match that anybody that has been a fan of independent wrestling in the Midwest should salivate over.
Have these two teams ever met up like this before?
I don't know if they've ever met up in a three-on-three match. So this to me is... You know, Acid Jazz and Marche Rocket are a tag team in other promotions right now, and Bryce Benjamin kind of comes and goes as he pleases. But a completely restored and reunited N-Words should be a pretty spectacular sight. And like I said, the Plague could pull any monster out of their hat. And as you know, the Dark Harlequin has a terribly large hat.
Man, yeah, and by the way, wherever he was, I talked to Swink about it. We got to get that young girl out of the Samuel's house. That was creepy.
Yeah, dangling nuns and zombie tweens. I mean, there was enough stuff there for everybody. It was a gruesome spectacle, but one of the finest promos I've ever seen.
So now we got three matches set up. What are the rumblings? I heard some rumblings. I don't know what's next on your list, but what about the world title since it's not the main event? Anything for that, or you're protecting your heavy metal head there?
Next week on this show on October 30th, we will announce a few more matches, including who Metalhead will be facing at Nowhere to Run. We will also be making some other announcements, and I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be debuting a concept called the New Standard Speed Pass. But we'll talk more about that next Wednesday night in a special Halloween edition of New Standard Macho Ghost Martez Podcast Weekly, whatever you want to call this thing.
Yeah, I don't know anymore what it's called. I think it might just be Macho in the Rafters.
It might be. It might be. That'd be good. We take that. But anyway, yeah.
Who's coming to Posen via the expressway, Steve's got you covered. He'll pay all your tolls.
I just might. In exchange for your souls.
So we got the speed pass. What else we got?
The Battle Royal will happen. I have the Battle Royal title. I will be putting it on the line at the end
of
the show.
Yeah, you're actually going to be in that match?
Hey, I'm the champion. I'm a fighting champion. I'll be there with my belt.
You're the opposite of a fighting champion.
I don't think that that's true.
I believe when Sean Danger wanted his belt back and he was going to fight you, he fought Sweet Tea instead. And I believe it took 7 people who weren't in the Battle Royal to help you win the Battle Royal.
Well, that's a fake news way to look at it, but I respect your opinion, Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're
5 minutes. What do you got? What can you fill it up with in 5 minutes? What do we got? How many matches do we have left here? What's going on?
Well, there are plenty of matches. Well, you know what? A match that I guess we can announce this officially because it's already been pretty much advertised in a couple of the short films. The Bruise Brothers will get a shot at the Brothers T in what is bound to be a very, very violent match. You know, Malibu Ken and Fabio are really pissed off. But you know what? The Brothers T are finally united. Jay Thunder, Sweet T, Prince T, any other T's you want, Big T, all the T's are there, and they're going to get their shot at the Bruise Brothers, and that should be interesting because the Boz, the B-O-Z, is responsible for training a couple of those guys. So it's a teacher versus student. It's Kenobi versus Vader. It's whatever you want it to be.
Every teacher knows that you don't show your student all of their tricks because eventually your student might come back to kill you.
Yeah, but you also have to remember that Malibu Ken and Fabio aren't the smartest, sharpest tools in the shed.
Well, I got to think that if they've got Kimmy Boz in their corner, you may have to think of some counter-programming to go with that. Maybe
that
call up Mama T if she'll talk to you.
That is something that has been thrown out a couple of times. We haven't seen Kimmy Boz in months because Kimmy Boz is afraid of me.
Oh, yeah, I bet that's true. I hope everybody heard that.
She fears me, and she should.
Now, speaking of women who don't fear you, like Kimmy Boz and Sky Blue, are you still allowing Sky Blue? Maybe she can borrow your fake neck brace. Yeah, maybe you're going to allow Sky Blue to get her title shot against Casey Dillon. Is that still happening? And how does Miranda Wright fit in all that?
Perhaps. I mean, these are things that we will answer next week on this very show on a special Wednesday edition. We can't show you everything this week, Mach. We've got to have something for these kids to want to tune into next week.
Well, seeing as that was a match that was announced 3 weeks ago, I guess I don't know what's going on.
Well, there's some changes. We, you know, the card that was set before is morphed a little bit, and some of the things you thought you knew, you didn't really know, and some of the opportunities that people thought they had, they don't really have. So, you know, there are consequences, as you well know, for your actions.
So since Little T is going to be in this tag team match, does that mean he will not be defending his Vision Division title? Which, just to let anyone know, named Turtle, will be on the line all night long, whether it's defended in an official match or not.
There will be no official title defense of the Vision Division on the evening of November 2nd.
I see.
If you can't, if the title is not up for challenge, then you can't lose it, can you?
I guess not. But speaking of titles,
said,
we only
have
a few minutes left. Is there anything going on? Who's your world champions? The Downfall. What are they? Who are they going to be defending their tag team titles against?
The Uprising will be in action, and there will be an opponent for them. We will talk about that very soon. In fact, there might be opponents. I'm not going to tell you everything. I don't have to tell you anything.
You just said you were going to announce all the matches, or at least most of them.
Well, I might. I might not.
Man, oh, man, oh, man,
depends on
oh
how
man.
Nice you are to me.
I hope, then we're not going to hear anything. I hope there's multiple opponents, because it is a tag team match. One guy would not make sense, unless you want to put Chuckle Charlie in there.
Well, I might. Hey, he earned his spot. He earned his stripes tonight, didn't he?
Well, I'm going to be there. The Swink's going to be there. Stacy Sparkles is going to be there. I know that one half of Skullface, Richard Atkinson, will be there. And Luchadora Loca, Heather D., will be there. So, and I'm sure the Salmonator, Jamie Salmons, will be there. So there's going to be a lot of people there who got the fans, the backs of the good guys, if there are any of them still around when you're through with them.
Well, just remember this. We'll say this in closing. There are still 9 days left before the show. Plenty of time for me to dwindle down those lumberjack numbers, don't you think?
Yeah, plenty of time, yeah, to throw the kindling in the fire. Are you going to wear a flannel shirt during that match and some overalls?
I might just be and have a Paul Bunyan act. You're darn right.
Yeah, Paul Bunyan's a good reference for you because when I think of you, I do think of a big blue ass.
That's an
ox.
Excuse
me, that was an ox.
You're the big blue ass.
And you know it. Any insult from you is a compliment to me because I don't like you.
That's right, and we appreciate your time. Anyway, don't miss Nowhere to Run, November 2nd, live in Posen. Next week we'll be doing this thing on Wednesday night as opposed to Thursday. And then the final show of this particular show will be November 7th. I'm not saying Martez and Macho won't venture out into other spectacle and spectacular things. You know, they certainly can do that. So we appreciate y'all listening. And Martez, let's wrap this package. Anyways, even though the heart is darkened a little bit, it's still an extraordinary life. And even though he was a bastard all night, I still thank my partner, the Macho Ghost, for bringing entertaining radio to the masses. Thanks, Ghost.
Yeah, I think that
was perfect. Anyways, thanks to everybody that called in. Thanks to everybody that listened. And we will see you next Wednesday, October 30th, for another great episode of this particular show. Good night, everybody.